we're going to look at the career pathways for recovery and wellness coaches and how that relates to possibly you being an existing coach with an existing practice or a new coach who's come into the field. So I'm going to start within the context of you are already a coach. So you may have an existing and probably do have an existing coaching practice. So for instance, you will probably be either a business and or executive coach, or you will have a general professional coaching practice where you coach professional individuals who come to you independently, so they don't necessarily come through their company and they're paying for their coaching themselves. You may be doing general life coaching. You may already be doing some kind of coaching within healthcare organizations, either on the organizational development side internally, or you may well be coaching people who have healthcare challenges. You might also be somebody who's using coaching at a community level, perhaps in a non-profit or voluntary kind of environment. So there are many different ways that coaches put their practices together. I'm happy to say that in all of these different coaching contexts, the Recovery to Wellness thinking framework and approach framework is completely relevant, important, and needed. As we have said, I've said several times since you've engaged with this work, these kinds of healthcare challenges, well-being challenges, are confronting everyone, irrespective of where they live or sit, across a number of different socioeconomic boundaries. In fact, it affects us all. Businesses are affected by it. We've looked at that briefly in previous sections. Executives have issues around it. There really isn't a case for saying that it doesn't apply broadly. It does. So that is good news, because that means that you can extend out your existing practice and add on or add in the Recovery to Wellness approach for your existing clients. If you have organizations and businesses that you're coaching for, then you can offer to connect them with the thinking approaches around Recovery to Wellness coaching, can offer to interact with their workforce, and you can certainly engage with us at the FRC about how you can do that once you have completed your training process. There are, of course, different factors that you need to think about in different coaching environments. How you will work with, for instance, a high-value, high-pressure executive of an organization is going to be quite different just because of the context that they're in than you might be working with somebody else who is an independent professional or somebody who's a family member at a community level and so on. Different considerations at play. Inside organizations, the organizations can be impacted quite heavily when certain key employees and individuals come under the stresses and strains of healthcare challenges, either when they have a healthcare challenge themselves or somebody close to them, wife, husband, child, and so on, has one. So these impacts for the organization can cost them money, productivity can have impact on teams, and so on. So these are quite important and invested situations where what you can bring to the situation may well make a considerable difference over and above your general executive coaching skill set. However, across all these different coaching practices, you can be adding some value. You can be expanding out your coaching, and you can be bringing this whole realm into your existing clients, and also expanding out and looking for new clients if you wish to grow your business in that way. Now I'd like to just come and think about this from the perspective of being a new coach. So if you are somebody who's going through this training and you've not been in a coaching kind of, not been coaching before, this is new for you, then you are going to be starting a coaching practice from scratch, from the ground up. You're going to be having to engage in all of those kinds of activities that small businesses have to do. Coaches who have their own owned private practices are no different from any other kind of practitioner and small enterprise. You have the same challenges around marketing, positioning yourself in the market, business cards, websites. Do I get a website? Don't I get a website? Who are my target clients? How do I price myself? And so on. There are lots and lots of things to think about. Fortunately for you, we have a really good coach business building course, which one of our FRC trainers, Gladina, is presenting, and you will be able at the end of your training program to connect with her business building course and get all the support and advice you need to build a coaching practice, and that will be delivered. You can access that and delivered via Gladina, via our Learning Academy. So that's a very important step. One of the biggest challenges that new coaches have is getting their practices up and running and started. And it is not something perhaps that you'd want to think of doing on your own or without your own coach and without some tools to get you going. But once you do decide to get going, all the previous coaching niches that I mentioned earlier on, and I probably missed one or two out, so you know, it's not an entirely complete list, but it's a broad enough list to make sure that we've covered most of the ground. You will be able to set up in practice in whatever area that you're interested in. You might be wanting to go into business coaching, working with executives and so on, or you might want to be a community coach, working community level, and so on. Now, whether you're a new coach or already a coach, there are, of course, options to coach in healthcare. And what I'm talking about there is not so much the organizational development coaching where you are working with a healthcare organization's workforce, but I'm talking about working with people who actually have these healthcare challenges. And that is, after all, what this whole training is all about. But the opportunity exists to actually present and look for engagement in and around the healthcare industry. We also finally don't want to forget that we are not just talking about working one-to-one with people. We're also talking about developing, or you as coaches developing, skill sets where you can work perhaps with groups, where you are coaching groups, and of course where you are able to work with relationships, which are such a crucial and key part of the recovery to wellness process. So there are a lot of options available to you. I think the important factors are to think about and reflect as you go through the course and as you start engaging with your practice coaching, which you're going to do in the next module. You will be able to start getting a sense for yourself of where do you get most excited, what fires you up the most, what are you most drawn to doing, to working with people, what kinds of clients do you want to have. And that is a question that you will find an answer to, I hope, by the end of your training. And I'm looking forward to being part of your support system to make you really bring about success for yourself in that way.